Your art portfolio tells your story. Photorealism pays the bills for sure, but practice and repetition help you master painting. And your portfolio will quietly tell your story and also double as a really good teacher. Photorealism is a good start, but you and art are infinitely more. You tower over Leonardo. Look at Mona Lisa after you finish one of your paintings. Her neck is too long and to the side, her body is too big and asymmetrical, and her head is too small. I'm sure Leonardo saw more value in the beautiful and cheerful company than anything else. But just a couple of paintings in, you develop superpowers. Not just improved perception, but the ability to help a model pose well. You know what to look for because you can see more. And you should certainly not ignore your new powers, but rather continue innovating beyond photorealism. Here, showing your progression as an artist will become very important. Galleries will be curious about it, and your big buyers will become even more excited about your powers. People will care about what is unique about you. The path you took across different art styles is one such unique thing. Once you have your 9 realistic portraits, once you know them brushstroke by brushstroke, shadow by shadow, value by value, then you get to build upon them. You can take to modern impressionism, for example, by rebuilding copies of your photorealistic portraits to some degree. Big brush strokes where details do not matter, little ones where you want details to keep speaking out. If you start with 9 photorealistic paintings and add 3 that you converted to impressionism, impressionism that directs the viewer's attention to both detail and the new backgrounds you get to add, where your impressionism speaks even more, with mountains, oceans, a boat, a hut, a snowy winter, and the downy flake. Not only do you become versed in impressionism to a degree that no mere critic could possibly grasp, but your new row of 3 becomes a step above photorealism. Perhaps impressionism will capture your attention for many years, maybe decades, and you'll completely outgrow photorealism, never looking back. Perhaps you'll continue towards surrealism, be it caricatures or strange new worlds. Here you take your realistic painting, rebuild the head to make it wider, make the eyes bigger, and mouth and nose closer together and smaller. Though you should know that the most beautiful thing about surrealism is that if you do it right, it will make you laugh. And if it is a friend that you are painting, and you two share an inside joke that you express with surrealism, then you'll have your first unforgettable masterpiece, and the world may giggle along with you for centuries. It is not always clear at first, and it is difficult to explain, but as amazing as modern photorealist techniques are, they mark the beginning of your great journey into the infinite world of art.